On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm Amanda.
Hey, I'm Peter, and we're from Wax Shadows, and we're going to talk about our new record, Clot.
I remember seeing your first show, or being at one of your first few shows, so it's great to
really?
See you. Yeah. Was it, I think, Fuzzy Vibes with Alec?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was playing in Alec, so it's, and we were like, oh, who's Wax Shadows? We were like, we don't know, but they're great. And so it's great to see how far you guys have come. So we're talking about Clot. How would you describe this album?
I think I'd describe it in a way that it seems lots of artists are describing their 2020 albums, which is that it's surprisingly fit for the times and it's pretty heavy. And like thematically, but also, you know, sound-wise.
That is quite a common thing where people are releasing music in 2020, and surprisingly, it does fit with the times. I wonder how that happens. It's pretty strange that these, like, common themes come up in 2020 with all these different musicians.
I feel like it's been bubbling away for a long time, you know? These feelings of anger and this feeling of, like, the world's a bit fucked right now. I think it's been bubbling away and it's finally come to the surface in this somewhat crazy time, you know?
I don't know about other people, but I feel like definitely in the past maybe 2 or 3 years and definitely post-Trump election, sort of like our generation that were like old enough and came of age during the Obama years and thought the world's going to be great for us kind of had this like sick awakening that maybe not. And so, I feel like that sort of trajectory of things building in the last few years seems to be quite common for people that I've spoken to and definitely for myself.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Cool. So the first track that we're talking about, and it's also the first track on the album, is Glue. What's the story behind that track?
I had a bunch of friends who had sort of ongoing medical issues that they were, you know, self-medicating, and they went to a bunch of different doctors who had no idea what was going on. And I guess it's about, you know, trying to fix yourself but failing because of the system, I guess. And what kind of brought it to a head is I was thinking about a few of my drummer mates, and they've all hurt themselves in some way or have ongoing issues which they just can't solve. And so they, you know, drumming's a physical thing, and so it impacts their what they're trying to create. And it was really both sad to see and also impressive to see people pushing themselves when you know that what they're doing is hurting them, but they have to do it. Situate so your spine can contract. Just relax. Situate so your lines can retract. Just
back.
The next track is called Seed. It's a pretty blunt instrument, really. I kind of got really anxious at how simple and straightforward the lyrics were. But when I decided that I was going to write a song about this, I realised that I really wanted to put some Taiwanese Hokkien in it, which is, I was born in Taiwan and I grew up speaking Taiwanese Hokkien, and it's sort of, yeah, it's just basically the Taiwanese language. As you, if you say Taiwanese, that's sort of what people refer to as the language. And the song is, it's just a fuck you to the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party, and they are awful in what they're doing, what they've done to Hong Kong in the last 18 months, what they've always been doing to Taiwan from an economic sort of military pressure perspective, and just general geopolitics, and then also like the horrible thing in the last few years is what they've been doing to the Uyghurs out in concentration camps that they're calling like re-education camps or schools. Out in Xinjiang in the west of China, it's just abhorrent. Like, there's forced sterilization. There's, like, ripping people apart from their families, especially families that have, like, family members that live overseas. They're, like, families kind of used as hostage so that they don't speak out. So there's, like, people who are in America who are, like, speaking to the New York Times, but then their mum basically gets kidnapped. And it sounds like some awful, like, Cold War movie, but it's happening right now, and people just aren't talking about it as much, or aren't aware of it, or aren't aware that it's happening. And Xinjiang produces like heaps of the cotton, like majority of the cotton that China exports, and China supplies most of the cotton for the world, and so therefore there's a lot of slave labor going on into the clothes that we're buying, and the whole thing's just a bit impossible and horrible. So yeah, the song is basically about how abusive the CCP is. This next track is N.I.
So this is a track that was originally written as a kind of response to the Hong Kong protests in 2019. Basically, we wanted to draw attention to the violent police responses and the, I guess, benign sounding, what is it, rubber bullets that were used. And it's just like that whole symbol of N.I., people were holding up flags of this person was blinded by these rubber bullets. They're harmless, you know? And I guess it's become more relevant in this year with all the Black Lives Matter protests as well. And the fact that, you know, there's so much injustice going on. And this track encapsulates that. Amanda, do you want to follow?
Yeah, there's just a lot of there's a lot of disconnect between, you know, the concept of de-escalation and everything just getting worse. It still blows my mind that, like, even if we put aside Black Lives Matter for a minute, because that's like a really heavy, big thing. If we just talk about a regular, like, chill scenario, no guns, and you call the cops, and often it just goes from 0 to 100. It's just really stressful because I haven't been in a position where I'm like scared to call the cops, but I also can't imagine just like having them come over because I don't like my neighbor. But that's happening to people, and it's really scary in these protests where now there's so much video footage on people's phones, on Instagram Live and all those things, and you can see that the protesters aren't doing anything, they're not provoking anything, and then in comes the tear gas, which is already horrific, and then in comes these rubber bullets, which they're actually massive, and they're not rubber. Like, for some reason, I thought rubber bullets, maybe like Nerf guns, but a little bit harder, but they're actually super solid. You know, like, there's just no reason to be firing things at people. They do such real damage. And then you see, yeah, as you said, like, you see all these signs and posters and photos of people who've lost eyes. And I also just feel like, I feel like the song kind of escalates, and it kind of reflects how it felt like. It kind of like, it starts, and then you're like, okay, something's going on. And then suddenly you're like, oh shit. And then later on, there's like this little kind of bridgy bit, where like I have this kind of spoken wordish part, and it's just kind of recounting a panic attack. And it's quite like, you know, it's just something that I've felt on and off a lot. But from recounts that I've read of people who've been in protest or where there's, you know, like tear gas and rubber bullets, it's just that sort of like sense of panic setting in. And I can't like speak to what that feels like, but that's just like my interpretation of how everything's a mess, and it's really overwhelming, and it's sort of like a full body experience as well, like from the inside and out.
Thank you.
Yeah, so this next track is called Efficiency. The idea of efficiency is basically, I think, very much what is going through the whole album. It's about that frustration of knowing when you should hold back, when you should bite your tongue on these things which really upset you or you find infuriating, and when you should actually just let loose and talk to people, make these conversations into confrontation, you know? And I guess with this track, we wanted to make it the reserved nature of it, when you know that, oh, this person is, what they're saying is fucked, but there's nothing I can do right now because maybe it will upset the tone of the dinner party or whatever. And you know that you could say something, but you know that now is not the right time because it will have no impact whatsoever. Why I suggested we talk about efficiency and then less is more is that kind of the next track, Less is More, kind of ties into that in terms of taking that idea further, and you actually say, fuck it, this is wrong, I'm going to say something and fuck the consequences, basically.
If you talk more, you get what you want. Volume of a clarity of content. If you talk more, you get what you want. Volume of a clarity of content. Blood seeps between my teeth as I bite my tongue. Blood seeps between my teeth as I bite my tongue.
This track's called You Were Right. The reason I thought we could talk about this is because it's the last track on the record. I kind of feel like the record is us being frustrated for most of it and us voicing our anger with the world. And the reason I think that this makes a really good album closer and why I was pretty keen to have it as the last track is that it is like a bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And the idea is that you want to have this desire to be open to alternative viewpoints, that you want to listen to people, you want to hear what they say, reflect on it, and then make your own decision based on the information given. And so it's kind of, I feel like it's an optimistic kind of aspirational thing where you want to be able to listen and you want to be able to change the way you think. But it also kind of, I want to acknowledge that it's difficult. And it's a personally very taxing idea to sort of take a step back of what are these deep ingrained beliefs that you have and you want to basically write them off, things that you were brought up believing. things that you've spent your whole life sort of, I guess, chugging along, and they're so there. And so it's a difficult thing personally, and also in wider society, if you can't really force other people to change what they think unless they're open to it. And so it's an aspirational song, I think.
That was Longplayer. Thanks NZ On Air Music.